Wynn Resorts reportedly talking to Thai government about casino. Wynn Resorts has reportedly engaged in discussions with the Thai government regarding potential investment in integrated resort complexes, according to local media reports. Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amarnvivat confirmed that representatives from Wynn Development Limited, the development arm of the Las Vegas-based casino and hospitality company, recently met with Thai officials to review the progress of Thailand's proposed entertainment complex initiative. The company expressed significant interest in contributing to the Southeast Asian nation's rapidly evolving entertainment sector. Wynn reportedly views Thailand as a highly attractive destination for such a venture, highlighting the country's global reputation as a major tourism hub. The natural beauty, cultural richness, and historical legacy of Thailand were cited as key attributes that support the viability of developing a large-scale entertainment facility within the country. Government officials welcomed the interest from a prominent international firm such as Wynn Resorts. Deputy Finance Minister Julapun stated that the attention from globally recognized investors reflects international confidence in Thailand's economic prospects. The government emphasized its commitment to advancing the entertainment complex project in a manner that supports national growth, job creation, and social protections for the Thai population. During the discussions, Wynn Development President Chris Gordon reportedly outlined the company's approach to integrated resort development, emphasizing its compliance with global regulatory standards. Wynn's operational model includes robust measures for anti-money laundering compliance and prevention of gambling addiction. Gordon indicated the company's readiness to contribute to the project by sharing international best practices in risk management, backed by technologies deployed in its U.S. and other overseas properties. Wynn receives inside scoop on casino plans. As part of the engagement, Thai authorities briefed Wynn executives on the status of the proposed Entertainment Complex Business Act. The draft legislation, scheduled to be submitted to Parliament in July 2025, aims to establish a legal framework for casino and entertainment complex operations. The regulatory model includes financial oversight, social protection mechanisms, and public health safeguards focused on gambling behavior. The proposal received preliminary approval on January 13 and is structured to require casino operators to be based within Thai-registered corporate entities. Additional stipulations are expected to limit access to casino floors to Thai nationals with a minimum net worth of approximately $1.5 million. This provision is designed to restrict domestic exposure while attracting high-net-worth participants and international tourists. Interest in Thailand's entertainment complex initiative is not limited to Wynn. According to the Thai government, multiple international operators have expressed enthusiasm about the opportunity to invest in the country's expanding entertainment and hospitality market. These include major firms from sectors such as live entertainment, sporting events, and show production, further indicating the breadth of global attention Thailand is receiving. Praman Lursuride, Secretary General to the Prime Minister, revealed that 6 to 7 major international firms have already conveyed formal interest in developing integrated entertainment resorts in Thailand. Cited companies include Las Vegas Sands, Caesars Entertainment, MGM China, Hard Rock Group, and Melco Resorts and Entertainment. Additionally, Galaxy Entertainment Group, a major Macau-based operator, has made public its interest in entering the Thai market.